Blog Talk Radio. Hey, it's Wednesday, January 6, 2021, in the midst of chaos on our land and soil. No matter what you see on TV today about all of this chaos, please hang on to your faith. God has a way of dealing with things that's out of order. And I just want to say, be strong and vigilant in your faith as we are going through trying times, the United States. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, before I get into the word today, I want to pray for those that are sick and shut in and those that cannot go out and those that are in fear of being out. Also, we have to remember COVID is not gone anywhere. So please be safe, mask up, wash your hand, glove up, 6 feet apart. Amen. Amen. My topic, you are who you hang with. And coming from Genesis 13:12, easy to read version, it says, Abraham settled in the land of Canaan, while Lot settled among the cities of the valley and moved his tent as far as Sodom. Okay, I'm going to go into this, my interpretation of it as well with some help. Lot was playing with fire. He left the company of his God, fearing uncle, and chose to pitch a tent right next to one of the most blatantly sinful cities. The people in Sodom had turned away from God and were living for themselves, steeped in wickedness and every kind of evil. And by choosing to spend time right next door to them and their ways of living, Lot was setting himself up for a huge moral compromise. The truth is that you often pick up the good and the bad characteristics of those you spend the most time with. Who are your people? Think about those you hang out with the most. Maybe it's your small group from church or your running group. It could be a group you graduated with or your neighbors. These are the ones who have the most influence over what you do and how you live. Do they motivate you to live and love well or compromise what you know is right? You are brave and brilliant. Be sure to choose your tribe using both those attributes. Doing so could make all the difference. Lord, do I need to make a change in who I spend time with? Are there negative influence I'm not seeing? Help me surround myself with those who live with love and wisdom and with the word of God. Hey, I'm Evangelist Faye. God bless you. And that is my word of encouragement for today. God love you. And again, be ever strong in your faith in God, because right now the people are on D.C. at the Capitol building. They are protesting. And you see all of this chaotic mess, but God said he knows how to fix mess. So have faith in God's word. That is all I have to say on that. God bless you. I have another word for you on Friday. God bless you. Amen. Amen.